It's time for Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. And we're joined today by Alice Thompson with Heart Choices, as it's that time of year again for the Walk Run for Life. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning.
So tell us about the Walk Run for Life this year and all the particulars, and we're going to hold out hope that the weather cooperates too, right?
We definitely are. We are maybe a little bit later this year. There were just so many things going on in September. We decided to give October a try. So we will be having the annual Walk Run for Life on this Sunday, October 13th at Chautauqua Park. We're going to begin with registration at 2:30 in the afternoon, and then at 3 o'clock we'll have our opening kickoff ceremonies, followed by the 5K run, 5K walkers, and 1 mile walk, which just about anybody can do right there in the park. And then we're going to have some kids races, and those will probably start around 4:15. We want to make sure that all of the runners and walkers are back in so that they can watch their kids in those races and relays. And those races all are going to be organized by the St. John's Cross Country team again this year. And so we're really grateful for those students who are able to help us out with that. And so they can register online if they want to register ahead of time at our website, heartchoicesbeloit.com, or can always call the center at 738-3433. You can register the day of the race if you prefer, and that will be there's a $20 registration fee for adults in the 5K events and the 1 mile walk. Mm-hmm. That includes t-shirt and a wonderful meal, all of the entry into door prizes that have been donated. And then the kids, if they want to just do the relays and races, they can do that for $3, mm-hmm, unless they want a t-shirt, and then it would be the full 20.
Okay, so where does this money go? Of course, Heart
Choices. Of course, that money will go to Heart Choices to support all of the work that we do with families, with mothers, fathers, and their children in this entire North Central Kansas area. Of course, we have four locations. Mm-hmm. Our location in Beloit at 6th and Independence. Then we have a location in Concordia where we serve clients at 910 West 11th Street. And then we also see clients in Osborne and Smith Center. So we encompass a quite large area here.
Absolutely. Alice Thompson with us from Heart Choices as their Walk Run for Life is coming up this Sunday. I pulled up the weather. It looks pretty good right now. Sunny with a high around 60. So that would be about ideal to
great
walk
running
around.
Weather. And bring a jacket if you need to.
Sure.
But bring some lawn chairs if you want. Of course, there are benches and tables down there because it's not just for runners and walkers. Mm-hmm. Anybody can come. There will be some great activities for others and some wonderful musical entertainment while we're having the events go on by Adam and Ashley Bedient from Osborne. So they're going to be singing and entertaining us there. And then we'll have some extra things kind of thrown in as well. Maybe some special guests by a dinosaur, I've heard.
Ooh, wow.
And, you know, a few other things
yeah.
like that. So some lots of fun, a great family afternoon just to sit and relax or let the kids play on the playgrounds there at Chautauqua Park.
How many years have you guys been doing this now?
I knew you were going to ask that, and I should have been prepared. Well, I believe this is the 16th year.
Okay. All
yeah.
right. What
actually, 17th.
What precipitated the idea? Do you know like how that got all started? Or?
Well, it's kind of a popular thing, mm-hmm, it seems like, among organizations like ours, mm-hmm, to have a walk. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the 5K run has been incorporated later on because a lot of people, for some unknown reason to me, like to run. And so...
Me too.
Yeah. And so, so we wanted to include that opportunity for them. It's been a great opportunity to raise funds for the center. And the way we do the most of that, of course, we have some great business sponsors, and I do want to recognize them. But also, most of the people do not just give the $20, mm-hmm, for their registration, but they also will ask others to support them.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing that, this has become one of the major fundraisers that funds the services for Heart Choices. And because we do not charge our clients anything, mm-hmm, all of our services are free, and we do not receive any state or federal money.
Right.
So everything that we do is supported by this community.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And so when they register online, they have the opportunity to actually set up a little Fundeasy page that they can share the link on Facebook or whatever, and others can give online, or they can give them a check or whatever, and that can be shared throughout the country. I mean, it doesn't have to be just in this area.
Right.
So it's an opportunity for relatives and friends to take part and to support them in their efforts.
Alice Thompson, Executive Director of Heart Choice, is our guest today on Community Matters, brought to you by Metro County Hospital Health Systems. So it's only natural that we segue from running and walking to donuts, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Kind of, maybe it should go the other way.
Yeah,
we should run
so.
Or walk after the donuts.
I think you should eat the donuts, then run and walk it off. But yeah, but whatever way, whatever floats your boat.
Absolutely.
Right?
It is donut time again. And so Krispy Kreme donuts will be available for delivery on November 8th. But we do need to take orders now, so they can do that by calling the center, 738-3433. We will have just the regular original glazed donuts, and those are $8.50 a dozen, or we'll give you a deal. If you buy three, they'll get three for $23. And then we also have the special varieties, the chocolate, lemon, raspberry, and cream filled, and those are $9.50 a dozen. And, of course, the coffee. A lot of people really like the Krispy Kreme coffee, and it's available for $10 a bag. So we just need to have your orders and payment ahead so that we can get that order in, and we will deliver on November 8th. We can they can be picked up at the center, or we will be glad to deliver to other towns. So if you live in Osborne, Smith Center, Concordia, or wherever, mm-hmm. we'll get them to you.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Well, once again, well, before we let you go, just repeat and let people know if they're just tuning in about the Walk Run for Life, when it's going to be, where it's going to be, in the times.
Absolutely. And it will be Sunday, October 13th. And it begins at 3 o'clock with registration opening at 2:30 at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. And I do want to recognize our sponsors, the T-shirt sponsors, because everyone who pays or brings in the $20 registration fee will receive a free T-shirt. And that is sponsored by Agmark, The Brush Group, Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the Farmers Bank of Osborne, Hubbard Feeds, Knights of Columbus Beloit, S&S Drug, Schamburg Oil, Schamburg Feed Service, State Bank of Downs, and Sound Waves and Expressions.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. And if there's anything else, they can go online, heartchoicesbeloit.com, right?
Absolutely. Just look for the Walk Run for Life tab, and the information there is to register, and just click right in.
Perfect. Alice Thompson, Heart Choices of Beloit, their Walk Run for Life this Sunday. Make sure you attend. Looks like the weather's going to cooperate. Sunny with a high near 60 is what my forecast says. Perfect running or walking weather. Or if you don't want to run, walk, like Alice said, you can still participate and have a great time Sunday at Chautauqua Park.